like that.
Better to pass, isn't it?
Coach Justin Conyers, welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. What made it happen tonight?
You know, our guys have just really stepped it up in the past couple weeks. We've challenged them defensively. And if you've seen us play in the last 2 weeks, you've seen a big-time change in us on defense. And that was the key tonight. You know, we really were able to stop the run game early in the first half. I believe they only had 14 offensive plays total in the first half.
How did you compensate when they turned on the passing game?
I did a great job. I thought it was, especially in the rain, the way Cullen sat back there and delivered the football in these conditions right now, I mean, that's big time for just a sophomore back there. So we had to make sure we made a few back-end adjustments. Was really surprised, honestly, they went away from the run game. I thought there was plenty of time on the clock, but they started slinging it around a little bit and had a lot of success with it. So hats off to them.
Who was on your radar besides Wilkerson and Bennett?
All of their skill. I mean, here's the thing: Centralia is an extremely well-coached football program, year in and year out. Coach Forsey does a great job, and those boys show up and ready to play. And we knew that we were going to have a lot of intensity tonight to be able to come up here on the road and get a W.
Well, what type of defense did you employ tonight?
We're a 4-3 defense tonight. We've played a little bit of everything all season, and I think we found who we are and we found our identity, and we're finding it at the right time.
So we might see that a few miles east of here next week.
Oh, you're going to see it a lot more for the rest of the season. Hopefully we can go up and play against a very, very big-time, well-coached Bowling Green team too.
Tell me about your quarterback tonight. There's a story there.
Yeah, you know, young guy, sophomore. Our starting quarterback, Colton Nichols, got injured in the Blair Oaks game, and so Braden Matheny's done a great job stepping in. I thought he really was the difference maker in the first half, throwing the football.
Yes, sir. All right. And so, Coach, what did you guys focus on coming into this week, a big team like Centralia?
Our big thing was we wanted to make sure that we were able to mix up the run and the pass. If you've watched us throughout the course of the season, we've been a very run-dominant team. And with number one back there, we were really able to spin the rock a lot tonight. And he just does a great job delivering the football. I mean, and we had opportunities where we thought we were going to try to get Colton in the game just to get a few reps back under his belt again. And we weren't able to do that just because he was playing so well.
Yeah, and so with him being out, Harrison kind of took the lead on the rushing end.
Yeah.
And so talk to me a little bit about him. What does he provide to an offense coming from an injury?
Oh, I mean, what a great football player, and just a better kid. And I can't speak enough about that. And that all starts at home. He has great parents that really do a great job with him. And I've loved coaching that kid for the past 4 years. And for him to not be able to have the opportunity as a senior to play in week two, with his sprained MCL, and come back and have the success he had tonight, and to cap off the drive with a final first down to seal the deal, couldn't be more proud of that young man.
Yeah.